Hello, this is Ball and Talk Reviews. I am the imposter, aka the true Aquarian, and with me is the rest of my cast of Ball and Talk Reviews. First, starting off, we have Raven.
Hey everyone, hope y'all having a great weekend.
And Mr. Man.
This is the first time I've been on the review because reviewing is something that I used to love and I played for many years.
And Triple J's mom.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's having a glorious day so far and a wonderful weekend.
And Art Boo.
Hey, y'all. This is Art Boo. Man, this new review, I'm just like Mr. Man. I played before, and I'm ready to get on with this talk about this review of this TV show. Shall we?
And last but definitely not least is E. Mac.
Hi, this is E. Mac. I, like so many others in the cast, have enjoyed playing Fallout. War never changes. When you know, you know. But I'm really excited about reviewing the show. It did not disappoint, but I'll wait. Thank you.
So yes, if you have not guessed, we will be reviewing the TV series. Let me rephrase that: the hit TV series,
yay!
Fallout. Oh my gosh, the nostalgia, the nostalgia. Wow. As many, I think, how many people in here in this group have actually played the Fallout games?
Me.
I have as well.
So four people. Okay. I know some people have spectated, others watching it, but I will have to say this, just watching the episodes and like just watching it and stuff, it literally made me want to play the game. I haven't played the game in a little bit, but it's just like, oh, I have to play it. The nostalgia, the Pit Boys, the bobbleheads. Come on, y'all. Let's get into this episode. It is Ball and Talk Reviews. Remember, we're just a group of people just speaking what's on our minds. And yes, it's a review. And this is how we all feel. Our opinions are important. And we would like to know your opinions. All right, y'all. How'd y'all like the first episode of Fallout, it being titled The End?
I like the way it started, not like the game started. The game started one way. If you play the game, and you're watching this as it started with this movie, or not movie, series, it brings you to the mind of what happened in the beginning, in the middle, and as we go through the whole thing, you're going to really enjoy it. It is very, very, very exception series. What happened? Let's go.
I definitely have to agree. I was taken back. I went back and started playing Fallout New Vegas just because of the sand and the just the whole experience of watching the show. But I will say, I've read a couple of articles where people are like, oh, please don't let Fallout be woke because they made the main character a woman. Anybody with eyes can see, and anybody that knows the game, you know that the game actually opens with who you're supposed to be as the main character. You get to choose if you're a man or you're a woman. In this instance, we had three openings. We had the ghoul, before he was a ghoul, the vault dweller, and the kid that was raised in the wasteland that wanted to become a Brotherhood of Steel. So anyone that has anything to say about it being woke or is trying to pander to people, you never played the game. You need to shut up and watch the series all the way through. That's all I have to say about that.
Amen. But, I'm about to say Triple Z's mom. Aquarius has said something about everything else, but my mind is set on of seeing all the mutated animals. That's what I really want to see, if they actually got all of them, like, packed down. I've seen whatever that fish thing looked like. Seen
No, you didn't. You saw they only showed us the bear, they showed us the Brahmin, and they showed us the dog. That's all we saw in the first two episodes, because that's what we're reviewing.
Yeah, I know.
Cockroaches.
Yeah. Oh, and the rad roaches. Yup, we saw the rad roaches. Thank you, Mr. Man. We saw the rad roaches. Yup. We did.
So maybe because far, that one that was swimming, and that's why she thinks it's a fish.
No. The first two episodes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, the first two episodes, I didn't see that. But
not in the second one, because we are talking about the first one now, people. We're talking about episode one, the end.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. And like E. Matt said, everybody, we do get three different perspectives. We got Cooper Howard / Ghoul. He was in the beginning before the bombs and stuff, and then who he became as a ghoul. Lucy McClain. And no, she is not related to John McClane. They're spellings. The way they spell it, their last names are different. And we have Maximus, the Brotherhood Steel guy.
But the only thing about the ghoul, that the ghoul was a salesman for those vaults. In the series, the ghoul is a guy that played as a movie star. He played as a cowboy, and then, you know, he became the ghoul. So it's almost the same, but they're glad they changed it a little bit.
Yes.
So
I will say, I apologize.
So what I like about the first episode, it was interesting in how them people
the vault dwellers.
No, the Raiders came in and took control of everything. But yeah. If we continue to watch the show, you'll get to understand why they did that.
Yeah, we'll have to continue. No, we'll have to continue to watch the show. So please continue watching the show. But first episode, the end, Raven, like, did you play the game and stuff?
No, I watched people play.
You were a spectator.
Yeah, I was a spectator.
Okay. It was really cool seeing, like, Lucy McClain, like, put on a little pit boy and stuff.
Yeah. Well, how they made it seem like in the game, it made it seem like they couldn't take it off at all.
Well, in the game, they weren't giving us the option to do it, because that was the way we tracked things, we mapped things, I talked about our health and all that. And then, oh my goodness, when she pulled out the stem pack. Absolutely, because we're jumping all over the place, people. Let's try to keep it into the thing. But like, what happened? So first episode, they show us the vault dweller. That's Lucy's part of her how she got out of the vaults and stuff. As Raven said, there were raiders that came in. So in this little surmise of this little Lucy's part of it, when it come to vault dwellers, Lucy was getting married. And what they traditionally do is they go and they want to get married to people in their vault, but they were all cousins, supposedly. So thank God they did that. Hallelujah. And so there are three vaults that are connected, and they share things, resources, and yes, guess what? People are a resource. We already know that. So these three vaults, Vault 31, 32, and 33, they help each other out and stuff. And I'm gonna let someone else take it along. Come on, y'all, let's move it along. Come on, Art Boo.
E. Man. Well, I hope they don't. Go ahead, E. Man.
Oh, no, I was just going to, first off, I just want to say that those people from, and I think it was 31, 30, 32, 33, and 34, because Lucy is from Vault 33. And it was 34 on the other side that got opened up, huh? Mm-mm,
it was 31.
No, it's 31.
It's only three votes.
It's only three.
Right,
yeah.
Right now.
31,
right,
32, and 33.
Oh, I thought it was something different. Okay, anyway. When he came through the vault door, when it was open, I was like, oh, they look dirty. These are not vault dwellers. Immediately, that's what I said out my mouth. I was like, where are y'all guns? Where is security? Why are y'all running around and not... Why didn't anybody do what Lucy did after she boned the guy? You want to check him for reds now. You already done shed and swapped... I want to say beverages. Saliva and all of that. Fluids. Come on. Ew. What were you about to say,
Mr. Maine?
You have to understand that those people that came in, they had went to 31 who should able to try to... Swap her, get her husband, 32. They had went 32 and killed a whole bunch of people. Killed everybody. No.
Yeah, they did. But so the thing was, we gotta remember. So and I don't need to cut you off, Mr. Man, or what was her name, Raven. So supposedly E.Mac, they were supposed to be in correspondence with Vault 32. Remember, Lucy's father, I forget what his name is, but he's the overseer of Vault 33. Yeah, 33. He was in communication with the other overseer from Vault 32. He was supposedly be in communication with them, in correspondence with them. And the other overseer had passed away. And so the woman that was pretending to be the overseer is a woman named Maldiver. If I'm saying her name right, correct me, please. If I'm not saying her name right, please correct me. But she supposedly was in correspondence with Overseer McClain, Hank McClain. So that's why they didn't really like notice anything, I suppose.
Right.
But when they went to eat
dinner, talking about how dirty they looked. How dirty they looked.
Yeah, but
yeah, they have dinner. Why they didn't...
Go ahead.
I was trying to say, why didn't they notice that the people were dirty? Like they didn't even look at them,
cause they weren't from their vault. Obviously, right. you know how like you know how it's different classes, and most likely it was different classes of vaults and stuff in certain ways. That's what I was guessing. It did strike me. They did strike me weird when they were odd when they were at the table and that person was eating that pregnant lady's food. Like she just stabbed the lady's food and was sniffing it. So that kind of, you know, watching it, you could tell there's something odd about this group of people. You could definitely tell that. You could. But you would think E.Mac and Raven that they would have had some type of like radiation detection or something, minus it not only being on that Pip-Boy. Because you would think that they would have that, because I mean, I guess they do have that in a way, because if radiation gets in, they should have a radiation detector minus that Pip-Boy.
It was not in the game, so it wouldn't have done that. And plus, their Pip-Boys would have picked it up, but they didn't have them on.
Yeah.
And what was odd to me was when she asked the guy who she's marrying, how was his sperm count, which was weird in the mixed conversation while eating, but that should have struck just about everybody on the table, especially the pregnant woman. Like, oh no, you shouldn't. She was like, no, you shouldn't ask that question just yet. But that was a good question. And that should have triggered him, because he looked like I'm supposed to know that. It was weird.
That's a good observation. But yes, that whole sequence where when I was like, oh, they're raiders, and then people are about to die. But I'm glad Miss McClain, Miss Lucy, she was good with her hands. Hold up. So wait a minute. We got to go back a step. You see when they were like getting her ready, it was, they were not assigning her special points, but she already had like special points because she does this and because I do that and I'm good at this. And I was like, okay, work out. You guys are doing that. I loved all the Easter eggs that they had in the show. It was a few of them. From the Brahmin to the cats. Oh my goodness, the cats. At the end of the show, when they rescued the ghoul from the grave, he threw a handful of cats, like, here. I was like, that is great. Okay. I can talk on and on. All right. Let me stop talking and give somebody else the floor.
We haven't heard from you.
She don't know nothing about that. She haven't even played the game.
It's not about the game. It's about the TV show. That's what we're reviewing. We're reviewing the TV show.
Well, you got.
What did you think about the first episode?
The overall episode was good. You know, it was different because I've seen people in my family play the game, and I've actually sat back and would say to myself, like, wait a minute, this is boring. This is so interesting. And I would, and it, not just one time, like multiple times, I sit and just be watching, I'll ask questions, and I'm like, yeah, I can't get to this. So seeing it from a live version perspective, where so it's actual people on the screen playing out the game, it was interesting. It's still a lot to try to understand, because I'm just like, okay, I guess I didn't really pay attention to the opening of the very first episode, because I was like, okay, so what made them want to get the vote? Like, who bombed who? What happened?
That didn't explain it in the first episode.
Okay, so this is where I'm just like, I'm quiet listening to my cast member to get an understanding, because I'm like, okay, well, it was good, but what happened? How do we get to this point? I don't know.
I guess we'll have to watch the rest of the series to get to understand all that, because that is a good. That's something I'm curious about too. Although, yes, I played the games. I don't know who bombed who and all that.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, you guys don't know? Picture it.
Oh my goodness! Picture
it. It is May Day, 1979, and a demon goes to a girl and is like, "You have to kill 3 people before May the 1st." Because if you don't, the world is going to go up in flames. No, I'm just playing. That's a shout out to another show. Black Girls. Woo woo. Anyway, no, but listen, picture it for real. Post World War II, everybody has their hands on the button that can blow everything up. Someone pushed the button first. And so that you could just say that's what happened. And it was a nuclear fallout. What amazed me in the beginning, like, I didn't realize that there were so many targets in the same city. I was like, okay, all right. But that's like overkill. There were like 5 of them right there in that one place. And I was like, I couldn't even imagine.
In California. Like, that's where it's based.
Right, exactly. Also where Captain Trips is based, but that's another show as well. It's a lot of stuff going on in California.
You got to realize one thing. The war in Alaska had already happened. But that dude that played the cowboy had been in the service fighting that war, the Japanese or Chinese or whatever it was, in Alaska. This was the second part of that. Remember you hear him talking about it?
No.
And he's like, put the thumb up. Yeah, in the first episode, he was like, do the thumbs up. He was like, I don't do that. And he explained it. And I would think that is so funny if that's with the whole thumbs up bobblehead fallout little guy.
Yeah, we would have to see. Did y'all notice his little cowboy outfit was the same colors of the vault dwellers thingy, their little uniforms?
Yep.
So it's gonna be interesting to see the other episodes on what happens and stuff. But because we're talking about the ghoul, his name is Cooper Howard. What they showed us in the first episode with him was pretty interesting. How with the cowboy thing when he was working as at a kids party and stuff, and he has his little daughter with him and stuff like that, and while that's happening, about birthday parties commencing and stuff, that's when he says unto his daughter about the thumb, and that's when I didn't understand that whole thing, because I was a little preoccupied, but they saw that all the bombs were going off and stuff, and then that's when he got on his horse and hightailed it, and he survived, but he's a ghoul. But right. then they brought us to Maximus. Maximus is the dude who was raised in the wasteland. The one who's a part of the Brotherhood of Steel and stuff and wants to become a knight. Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a man. But he became what we saw with him. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, he's not necessarily interesting to me. I mean, the only part that I found interesting, I want to know what happened with his friend Dane, her getting that razor in her boot. Who put that in there?
Right.
Like, that is interesting.
I'd like to know if it was him or not.
It was the bullies. The bullies put their razor in her boot.
Right. But I thought the entire showing the background of the Brotherhood of Steel, because when you see them, if you play the game and you see them, you think they're noble. Okay, you're a knight. Uh-huh. You're a paladin. You're this. You're supposed to be Knights of the Round Table. Whatever. But then to see them act like regular... But to see them act like regular grunts beating up on people, like, I don't understand. And then the commanders were doing the same thing. He got whopped in the face. Was it a book or a switch? I can't remember which one.
It was a metal stick.
Right, and I'm like, yo, what is going on here with this? This is not right. What is happening?
To me, the Brotherhood reminded me of, like, movies from people being in the army. That's all it really reminded me of. What was interesting about Maximus' whole, opening to the series was the fact that they had clips of him when he was a little boy, right? And what do you call those men in the armor? Whatever you call them. Somebody came and they rescued him, the knight. Okay, the knight. They came and rescued him, but in the very beginning with Lucy and her father, it's something about it being 200 years. But Maximus looks really, really young. Like, he doesn't look like he's 200 years old. And
he's not 200 years old.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is, if everything, the radiation, all that stuff happened 200 years ago, how is it that
we just saw we just saw a knight rescue him. That's it. It didn't tell us when it did it. That's all we saw. That's all we saw, because he's a wastelander. Where he lives is in the wasteland. That's it.
So if he was, say he was 17 when he was an adult, I mean, you know, when they showed him as becoming, getting beat up and all of that, he might have been 10 in that video, or maybe 7 in that flashback. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
No, I get you.
Yeah. The only one that's 200 years old is the ghoul.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. It was, because at first it was confusing, because I remember when it came on, Lucy's dad said, or he was talking to everybody, he said it's been 200 years since this happened. And when it went from that scene to Maximus and then back to them, I was just looking like, wait a minute. If there's radiation up on the surface, don't that mean everybody up on top is mutants now?
So I had the same question with Mr. Man with that. So, because I was asking that question to him the other day, and it was about, I said, so hold on, because who was, I think it was Art Buddha asked that question too. She was saying something about, so all the, everyone's vault dwellers, and I was under the impression that's what it was. But Mr. Man said that no, some people lived in caves and tunnels and stuff. That's how they survived.
Yeah, they survived.
Or fallout shows, yeah, not just vaults. Yeah. Because I honestly thought that, I was like, oh no, they're descendants of the vault dwellers, but they're not. The vault dwellers are the people that were rich, supposedly, and that could afford to actually have to go into the vault. Not a fallout shelter, because they're two different things.
Right. The word that but little boy, if you go base, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Did y'all remember where the little boy came out of?
No, he could have been
a refrigerator.
That took me back to one of the games.
Yeah, that was where they were the side in a box. Yeah.
Yup, and he was a ghoul.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's not. But that was some, it was weird. But going back to, what's that woman, the land, the outsiders, the, what's her name?
The Maldor?
Raider? Yeah, Raiders.
Moldaver. Moldaver.
Yeah. She, the part where her, Lucy's father has said that, yeah, I remember you. I know who you are. I like to, and she said to her, she said to Lucy that you look just like your mother. My thing is that, did she come from that vault? Was she a vault dweller herself?
Or maybe they had some knowledge that a vault, the vault needed. And so they allowed Hank and his wife, who may or may not have been pregnant with Lucy, to come in. Or maybe they let her in. It could be anything.
Yep, we'll just have to watch anything.
Yep, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll have to continue to watch it to see as the story unfolds.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to have to watch the whole thing and learn. Yep. I've watched the whole thing.
Okay, good for you. You want to talk about two episodes?
Wait a minute. When you find out, you're going to say,
Okay.
Well, we can't wait for that. But let's finish talking about the first episode. So, the first episode ends with Lucy on her way to go to find her father, because what happened, because we did not talk about this. So Raiders got into the vault. They took her father. We don't know exactly why. And they took her father. And so she did the thing where she got out the vault with the help of her brother and her lover cousin. The ghoul was on his way to find this target, because that's why he was commissioned in a way. He was dug up by some other bounty hunters in a way, so that they could help him find this big bounty. So he's on his way to go do that. And Maximus, the Brotherhood of Steel guy, he is now an esquire for Knight Titus. And this is after his friend's demise, because somebody put a razor blade in a girl's boot. And that is where we go to. No, I know she didn't die. Well, yeah. So demise. I can't see her demise. Yeah.
I have a question. What did they really have squires on the game as well?
So I remember them saying squires. I remember seeing them.
Yes.
I
remember seeing them.
Okay. If you're playing, listen, Linda's. If you play Fallout 4 and go to the Boston Police Department, you'll come across Paladin Dance, and there are a couple of squires and scribes.
Oh, and you don't have no clothes. With him there. Don't have the armors on. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So I do remember seeing, because some of them were dead. I do. Okay. Yes. I remember seeing. Yeah. They were not alive. Okay.
Okay. Mom, remember?
I don't remember it. I would have to play that game again.
It's crazy how Maximus, well, I understood why he let the guy die, but I don't understand.
That was episode 1 or 2.
2.
Yeah, we're not in there yet. So hold on a second. Yeah, we're about to talk about that, because I just want to tell you the title. No, it's fine. So that was the end of the episode 1, the title being The End. Like I said, Lucy's on her way to go find her father from the Raiders, Maldiver. Maximus, Brotherhood of Steel guy, he is on his way to be a scribe for Knight Titus, and the ghoul / Cooper Howard, he is on his way to, I guess, well, he's out of the grave. That was it, because he never said, well, I'm going to go get this bounty and stuff. He never said that, but that's what we can all assume. So that's that. And you know, when you assume something, you make an A out of you. But yeah, so here we are talking about episode 2 of the new hit series, Fallout. It was going to be, they knew it was going to be so good, they had to up the date twice, which is interesting. This episode is called The Target. And if y'all don't know, so in episode 1, they were doing, what was that thing, Mr. Man, where they do the thing where they were giving him the little signal or whatever, and he was like, writing down a code, but it had like a face on it and stuff. like it was given like the description of the target, because we got that in episode one, right? Was it episode two?
At the end, yes.
Okay. So the target that they're talking about, his name is Siggy Wilzig.
And he's former Enclave or something to do with the Enclave.
Because the Enclave, so hold on. So we go, so you mentioned the Enclave.
That building, their thing was science, the Enclave, right? Building.
Their thing was a science thing?
Yeah.
I have to actually go back and play Fallout 3 to get more information on the Enclave. I vaguely remember them because it was only... They were only in Fallout 3. I don't remember them being in New Vegas, and they definitely weren't in Fallout 4 or 76.
Hold on, Enclave, wasn't they the ones that was running around the world looking for technology things? Their people went
That's
out to
find... That's the Brotherhood of Steel. The Brotherhood of Steel was like taking it and hoarding it for themselves.
No, but they
not
were...
this one.
The that where that man is from, they were the ones who were going around mutating people or doing the mutations.
No, they dealt with scientific stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. They was mutating. You saw him with that dog. They did something to it, and then they took a dog and threw it in the fire.
They took a puppy because it was what you call them.
So it was
a process elimination. That was a process elimination. That's what they were doing.
Okay, so it was that puppy that that man had. He put a tag on him so he wouldn't get thrown into that.
Yeah, but he did it to the dog, so the dog could go with him to find that woman he had to go to. You know, learning how to run.
Who just so happens to be Moldova.
Yep.
Whatever her name is.
But what was the thing? So he injected himself with something. We see him train the dog up, because that's how the episode starts. As you see him, we're at this scientific place, and they're doing scientific things to a lot of things. It looks like they were breeding animals. We saw dogs, and they were training them, because we saw other dogs, too. He takes a dog for himself. The dog's name is not Dog Meat. But I don't know what the dog's name is, but he trains the dog up, and then he's hiding the dog in his like office / laboratory, we'll say. he injects himself with something, and then that's when was it in the same sequence where he injected himself, and that's when the dog came out and he was putting the dog away, and that's when his coworker came in.
That's two.
Okay. And then that's when the dog that was protecting him, because that's what it was he was doing too, he was training him to protect him, killed his coworker. And then that's when he was on a run. And oh my goodness, the Century Bot. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it definitely had that hard. They had everything packed down.
Yes.
Down packed, girl. Down packed. You pat somebody down when you're checking them for weapons. Down pat when they got it right.
But just seeing the Century Bot, I was like, oh my goodness, I want to play the
game.
They
just want to play the game.
Yes.
I missed the Century Bot. I got to go back and rewatch it for the Century Bot.
So we only saw one. It was when he was leaving out with the dog. When he was actually leaving out the building. And then that's when the thing said, did it say stay still or be calm or something like that? Like, it was so weird.
But it was going to shoot him because he was right there. And plus, he didn't have he took his pit boy off. I don't think it was going to kill him if he had his pit boy on. Mm.
Yes, it would. Coming out that building caused that thing to come alarm. That's why you had to train that dog to run.
That was after he took off the pit boy. Once he took off that pit boy, whatever else, that's when that thing popped up and be like, oh crap. Stay calm.
Well, we might get the opportunity to see another one in action so we can determine what triggered it and what didn't. I know sometimes they're in the game anyway. they will open up and become active if certain things are triggered. So
yes,
we'll have to see and check it out. Okay, so what about the town that looked kind of like Megaton?
Hold on, what were you saying, Raven?
So I gotta go back and watch the beginning of the episode because okay. I remember him being in the lab and I probably fell asleep. I was sleeping the past couple of days. I was sleeping, so but I didn't remember him being in it, being in there. But yeah, back to E.Mac.
What was the town called? E.Mac on the game.
Oh, wasn't it called Philly?
No. With the TV show. Yeah, that's Philly. But you said in the game it was called Megaton.
Megaton, yes, Megaton. In the Capital Wasteland.
Yeah, that was interesting to see that. But before that, Lucy and the target, what's his name, Zilwig, they do meet because he gave her a warning. So of course, this vault dweller. Her thing is, oh yeah, everything's peaceful. And like so first off, in the games, I don't remember them expressing like how the vault dwellers were going to be the ones that were going to bring America back and stuff. I don't remember that at all. But in this series, that is what a lot of the emphasis is on, the vault dwellers, is where they're supposed to make America great. Oh gosh, doesn't that sound terrible? Because y'all know who it was. Yeah, and he had shiny hair and orange skin. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
No. You said they're trying to make America great. You didn't say make the America great again. So yeah, don't say it again.
Okay. But that's what the vault dwellers are trying to do. And so Zilwig, he gives Lucy a forewarning. He warns her, you need to go back to the vault. You don't know what it's going to be. You're going to be a changed person when you go back and stuff. And oh, a lot happened in this episode. It did.
Yeah. The warning was not needed.
Someone loses their legs, same person whole time. What's her name? Triple J's mom is quiet, but that's whatever. She must be trying to figure out what we're talking about because she ain't watched like that or play the game. But Art Boo was saying something about the animals from the games. So we got to see, and I could never get the name correct with this, but it was the irradiated bear. What was it? A Yaogoi? Because I could never.
Yeah, a Yaogoi. Right. That's what it was. A Yaogoi.
That's how I said it too. Yaogoi.
They really did get it down packed with the bears and the dogs. How they were how they trained and all, especially with that man's dog, how it protected him and everything.
Yeah, the companion.
Yeah. I didn't really see but the cockroaches, how big they are.
Rad roach.
Okay, the rad roach. I didn't really see it because I looked away for a split second and when I looked again, the dog was eating it.
Yeah, he gave her the warning before Zilwig gave Lucy the warning. And then that's when they end up going to Philly, and they actually end up meeting each other at Philly. But all while this is going on, before this goes on, let's go back to the bear. We see the Yaogoi with Knight Titus and young Squire Maximus.
I think that Squire dude was he looked like he was about the same age as Maximus.
The Squire was the youngest one. He's that's Maximus.
Okay, well, Knight Titus. He looked like the same. He was the same age as
Maximus. It doesn't matter. The ages doesn't matter.
I think you need to go back and rewatch it.
That's Michael Rapaport.
And he was absolutely not the same age as Maximus.
He's not.
And put your glasses on this time, okay?
Don't talk about me. You got to put on my glasses. He looked like he was the same age, and plus he said
you couldn't see anything.
Oh my goodness, he said I'm so tired of this
this crap. I'm tired of these missions and all this stuff. There's always something in this some wasteland.
And he said something about a toaster, which is so funny. A toaster oven. And a toaster in the game in the toaster oven. That came very handy because it had screws and other stuff. An electric circuit. All this stuff that you needed in order to repair stuff. So when he said something about the toaster, he was
a stone punk.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with y'all, but hold up, right. So, because I played the game with Art Boo. And every time I saw y'all going, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, leave me in a dust.
Seeing that happen in the TV show, I'm like, oh, crap, they got that down pack right there. Because that's how I was every single time.
Yep. Leave me in the dust. Let me die. And we, me and, Aquarius played with Mr. Man. Shoot, he would leave us too.
Oh, y'all some punks. The only thing I'm running from in the wasteland is a death claw, but we haven't seen any of those in the show, so I'm not going to talk about it, so I don't confuse the audience. But that's the only thing I'm running from is a death claw.
I think I would be scared of seeing a death claw now. That would definitely scare me if they had that down pack. Ugh. I remember playing it was one part in a game where I was stuck in a house and the daggone thing was trying to get in. That was scary. Yeah.
So let me ask y'all a question. Does the TV show give the game any justice? Like, is it better or does it make it more exciting for you guys, for those of you that played it, because I've never played it?
Well, it definitely makes me want to play it. I'll say that. I'm not going to say is it better. It makes me want to play it. It is good to see that in that perspective and stuff, but it definitely makes me want to play it. It's not, I can't necessarily say, oh, is it better and stuff. I don't think we can compare the two. I don't think we can, in my opinion, but I definitely want to play it. It definitely gives it a nostalgia look.
And I'll say that when the series is over, not just this first one, when they come up, because it's a lot to learn why and when and how. I'm not going to say nothing else, because like I said, I've seen them all.
Okay.
Played the game. And so with that, I played the game for many, many, many years and hours. And I liked it. You will too. That girl named who did they call her? Say
Triple J's mom.
Will enjoy it if she ever starts to try to play the game, and she'll get into it.
I want to play the game. I know I do.
It made you want to play the game watching the first two episodes.
Yes.
Raven.
No, this never made me want to play the game. I'm sorry. Like I said before, I watch other people play it. And I'm
a spectator.
For like 20 minutes, I'm talking about, I'd sit there for like hours and watch and be like, I don't see the excitement in picking up bottle caps, trading them. I don't see the excitement.
It's about the missions, and then it's about the side missions and being sidetracked and the golden rule. But we'll get to that, because that's in episode 3, not episode 1 or 2. But going back to the Yalgoy thing, so in the knight and the squire, so he was saying something about Knight Titus said something about that they string up squires because it was all Maximus' fault, but it wasn't Maximus' fault. Titus wanted to seem like a bad A, and he clearly was not.
Nope.
Not even all in that armor. And, he ended up dying because of his own.
He tried to play dead. Bear knocked him down, he laid there like he was dead. And the bear went over there and started.
He could have been knocked out.
No, he wasn't knocked out, not the way he moved.
No, he was infected with the radiation. He was infected with the radiation.
But he had stuff. We know they have stuff. They have Radaway. They have Radax. They have Stimpaks.
They had that, but the what's his name? Maximus was not moving quick enough. And if that man had not ran his mouth, he would have got it.
Yeah, sure would.
And that's the reason why. That's the reason why he died, because of him threatening to blame all of that on him when it wasn't.
And it wasn't. It really wasn't.
It was the cowardliness of himself that caused all of that.
Mm-hmm. Then let's move forward. Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to say, the show, to me so far, they are spot on. I can't speak for future episodes because I've only seen the first two, but they are spot on so far. And yes, again, I said it earlier, they are making me want to play the game. I had to go back to play Fallout New Vegas. So yes.
I have to start all over with the a whole entire series of the game. I would start with Fallout and then.
Which Fallout?
Huh?
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah, I never played the first one. I played Fallout 3. That's the very first one I've ever played. Then I moved on from Fallout 3 to Vault 76.
Oh, wow.
So Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, then Vault 76. Because I've never played Fallout 1 or Fallout 2.
No, you should play it.
You've played it?
Yeah.
E.Mac, you played Fallout 1 and 2?
I have not played Fallout 1 and 2. Based on how they look on the YouTube videos, it really didn't appear to be something that I was into because it wasn't open world. So.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
In other words, it looked boring, right? Just say it. You can say it.
Fallout 1 and 2, none of us have played it like that. None of us have played it like that.
The point I'm trying to make is, though, that's what I would observe people playing. The first and second one, and I'd be sitting there like, I don't see the hype.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You yes, saw them play. No, no, you didn't. It was Fallout 3. Trust me, it was Fallout 3.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. A $200, I bet it was. Trust me.
$25, tell me what my eyes laid. Okay.
Hey, Mr. Man, when did you play Fallout, the 1 and 2, before the third one or after you played the third one?
I played the first one in the beginning.
No, you didn't. You really didn't.
Yes, I did. I never
Fallout. No, you didn't. No, he did not. We all played Fallout 3. And then that's when we heard about the first one and the second one. Yes.
Aaron.
Okay. Yes, you Aaron. Did.
E.Mac.
Whoever the heck it is, didn't I start with the first one?
When I introduced everybody to it, it was Fallout 3, and it was taking place in the DMV and had parts of Maryland and a little bit of Washington, D.C., which was why it was called the Capital Wasteland.
I started them when they first started the Fallout. The guy was going to people's houses and talking to them about buying a vault. And the man was in there with his wife and his little child.
Sir, yeah, you are referring to Fallout 4, the video game?
That was Fallout 4, Daddy. Oh.
Yeah. The first one that you started with was Fallout 3. That was the first one that was everybody was introduced to. And fun fact, the game or the show that we are watching now is based off of Fallout 3. Fallout New Vegas. Yes, because that's when Bethesda took over the Fallout games. Bethesda didn't have them all the time.
Oh, okay.
Bethesda took over with Fallout 3.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So, just another little piece of interesting information about the Fallout series.
Well, moving along in the TV show, after... What's his name? Knight Titus dies. Young Squire Maximus puts on his suit and becomes the new Knight Titus. And his whole thing is, if I go over there and if I bring the target in, they won't do all that stuff to me. Then you have it where three people, four actually, the target, Lucy, the ghoul, and Knight Titus / Maximus all meet up in Philly and a battle commences.
Yeah, that part was crazy.
how the fair ghoul,
not fair ghoul, sorry, the ghoul had went off and started killing everyone. And the blood was really, really gory.
See, y'all gonna make me go right back to the game because I don't know if y'all watched, but did you see Vets when he was shooting and it slowed everything down?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And yes, all the blood that you were talking about, that's the bloody mess perk. But let me stop talking about the game because we're talking about the show.
No, we can go back to the game and stuff. I mean, that's the whole purpose of us, especially me watching it. But you know, we became fixated on the games and stuff. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm noticing those Easter eggs, Edot Mac, and it's really interesting how they're doing it and stuff. Because it's like the point system and stuff with Lucy, and then here we go with the Vats, and they're doing it. They're doing it in such an amazing way because the Bloody Mess perk would definitely go to the cowboy, the ghoul and stuff. It definitely would go to him. And the guns. Oh my goodness. I didn't know what gun he had. I know they introduced a weapon that I remember having in one of those games, and it was the Ripper. We actually get introduced to that in the TV show at the end of episode 2.
He had the first stage of a shotgun or something. He had that.
The Sawdust Shotgun. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, he had that, and then he had another gun that was his side gun. I forgot the name of that, but that took, six bullets?
Oh, you're talking about the Magnum revolver.
And Lucy had a gun, too, and I remember that gun, the Syringer.
Syringer, yes. I was like, where are her bullets? Why she's... Oh, syringe. Did y'all see the death with the jet junk? The junk jet? Somebody was killed with a teddy bear or something.
Yes. And I know you're talking about, I remember seeing it when it had, it was a baby doll arm, right?
Right, baby doll arm, not a teddy bear. My bad.
Yeah.
That was on the first one. Was that the first one? Yeah, that was the first one when it happened.
The first episode. I mean, it was a lot going on. We can't cover everything. Come on now. We just a dope group of people just speaking what's on our mind, our opinions about this TV show that we watched that I think all of us enjoy. Can I say that? Can I say all of us enjoy it?
Yes. I know I did. But that first, it was the first episode where the ghoul was dug up. He basically killed three guys. But the two guys it was three guys that had the guns. It was a big dude who had that, I don't know what the heck that thing is called, but it was a big gun that shoots out anything. And that's what it was.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the junk jet.
Okay, cool, the battle. That crap was crazy. Lucy is now tasked with going over there and taking the target / Wilzig to Moldaver. How do you say her name, Edot Mac?
I don't know. Godiva Chocolates? I don't know.
Moldaver, whatever her name is. Because that's who he was supposed to be going to anyway. The ghoul met up in Philly, and that is where this battle commences. And that little... What is that, a town? Yeah, a town. Kind of do the Western vibes.
Excuse my language, anybody, everyone. The shithole.
Okay. But that's what's going on at the end of, towards the end of the episode. Wilzig's leg gets shot off because that was the ghoul with one of his guns. I don't know which gun it was, but he literally shot his foot off. And so they had to replace his foot. And then that's when, again, Lucy gets tasked with taking him to go to Moldaver because that's where she's headed anyway, to see this woman to get her father back. And the battle commences with the ghoul and the now new knight, Titus, who is Maximus.
Right. I think we're going to see more of Lucy with that doctor. That's why I said, take my head. Oh, and she did cut it off at the end. Okay.
Yeah, with the
record. Right. Indeed. Indeed. Hopefully she didn't damage the computer chip, because that's what I believe he shot into his neck. It was not necessarily him that's important. It's the information.
Yeah, but then that was the thing too. I don't know if y'all noticed. Every time she saw him, she did say, "Who are you and how did you know me?" Something like that. That is interesting. Did this computer, whatever he implanted himself, he injected himself with, is it giving him more knowledge? Like, is he psychic or something? Like, cause it's very interesting because he knew things about her.
And going back to my first question, how did that that lady, the raider, the leader, how she said that, oh, you look just like your mother. But
keep watching the series. Don't ask that question, Courtney. Whatever your name is. Keep watching. You'll find out. All this is going to be revealed to you.
So we have to watch. But yes, that is a good question, Art Boo.
I know.
That's what we'll do. But yeah, we gotta continue to watch the episodes and stuff in order to find out everything and hopefully to give us an explanation. I know they're not gonna answer everything because we were hoping for a season two.
It's gonna be up to what's happening now in this one.
What?
The agent. I mean, it's gonna give you answers to everything that's happening in this particular series.
Season.
Wow. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I think I might be doing a little binge watching.
Yup.
Since all episodes are available on Amazon Prime.
So yes, again, this is Baldwin Talk Reviews. We have just reviewed episode of Fallout, the new hit series. They had to up to date twice. That's how I didn't know it was going to be so daggone nice. We just reviewed episode 1, which was titled The End, and episode 2, which is titled The Target. I am the Aquarius. I am the Aquarius. But I am the Impossible, the True Aquarius. We'll be back next week with another episode where we will be reviewing episode 3 and 4. Please stay tuned. And bye!
Mr. Man, hasta la vista.
This is Art Boo. Y'all have a good one out there. And I cannot wait to talk to y'all more about this for the upcoming episodes.
And this is Raven. Hope y'all have a good weekend and enjoy watching the Fallout series. It is good. It's very good.
And this is Triple J's mom. Hope everyone has a good evening and a great weekend. And bye.
And I am E.Mac. And I don't want to set the world on fire. Have a good one. Later.
If you enjoyed our conversation, please join us next time for Baldwin Talk Reviews.